Students are out for the summer, but leaders in Milwaukee Public Schools are already preparing for the next school year. Between passing a $1.5 billion budget, getting audited by the state, and ramping up lead paint cleanup, it can be hard to keep up. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel has updates on what's ahead for MPS.
Let's start with the money. MPS's school board passed a budget for next school year, and that sets aside $16 million for lead paint cleanup. This comes after Milwaukee's health department discovered chipped lead paint in several MPS schools, putting children at risk of toxic exposure. A majority of the cleanup will take place at the district's oldest schools this summer. Now, let's talk about jobs. The new budget adds 61 jobs in the district's facilities department, which is spearheading the lead paint project. It also cuts more than 40 teaching jobs from the central office, including literacy specialists and academic coaches. It moves those positions into classroom teaching roles. Here's new MPS Superintendent Brenda Caselius.
The expectation is if we do something, it's going to be in all 156 schools, and we need to figure out how to build the capacity in those schools so that we have greater equity and we don't have this regional disparate kind of effort, you know.
The fact that MPS can balance its budget and maintain its operations is in part due to the $252 million referendum that voters passed last year. It also represents an important tipping point for some observers.
You know, this is not a resource-poor district anymore, and that's a very different place than we've been in over the decades.
That's Celestin Morgan of the education advocacy group City Forward Collective. He describes himself as a friendly critic of MPS.
The story has always been one of MPS is under-resourced compared to suburban peers or below the state average. None of that is true anymore. So I want to start by just being clear that I don't believe at this point in time that the financial resources to be able to address these challenges are the primary barrier to being able to address them. Now, with, you know, $1.5 billion, there's a lot that they should be able to do.
But barriers do persist, and some of them are laid out in a new report about the way MPS teaches its students. Last month, the state released the second of two MPS audits ordered by Governor Tony Evers. Evers called for the audits after a financial mismanagement crisis in MPS came to light last year. The first report was focused on MPS's operations and structure, but this audit was focused on the instructional approach of teachers across Milwaukee. The most alarming finding was that there isn't a coherent or universal approach to teaching reading. The district doesn't offer much supplemental literacy training for teachers, and the sessions that are offered are poorly attended. As a result of this and other factors, Milwaukee's literacy rate is dismal. According to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP, just 27% of MPS fourth graders can read at a basic level. And that is terrifying data for people who work on literacy.
So if kids are reading by the end of third grade, they're four times more likely to graduate from high school.
Carrie Strife-Stusey is the executive director of Forward Scholars, a group that trains community volunteers to tutor MPS students in reading.
If kids can't read, they can't access the world, right? They can't read the signs as they're walking down the street. They can't read the directions on the manual that they're supposed to be using at work. And so we really are doing a complete disservice to our children if we aren't providing the instruction that they need in order to meet that third grade target.
The instructional audit found that staff are stretched thin to make the changes that they know are necessary in MPS schools. Here's Morgan with the City Forward Collective again.
Good people, well-intentioned people are being failed by the lack of a system, the lack of coherence, the lack of structure in ways that are yielding worse than the nation outcomes for our students.
Now, it's on MPS to make the changes outlined by auditors, but it's not clear where they'll get the money to do that. Governor Evers allocated about $3 million to MPS so it could implement the findings of the operational audit. But Republicans stripped an additional $5 million he proposed to make the changes outlined in the second instructional audit. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.